Everyone, I'd like to welcome you to the Willow City Council meeting for Tuesday, April 14th. We have agendas on the table and back there if you want to take a look. And so we'll get started. I'll call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. Councilmember Mello, would you like to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Williams?
Here.
Councilmember Yoder? Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Hanson?
Here.
Mayor Menegatti?
Here. Thank you. Next item is agenda review. Any changes by staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Any changes by city council members?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
So moved.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hanson to approve the agenda as submitted. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams, any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, we have an agenda. Next item, presentations and proclamations. I look forward to this. Please bear with me. I'm just getting over a chest cold, so I may hack a little bit here, but I'll try not to be too bad. So the first proclamation is to the Willows Monday Afternoon Club. So I'll read the proclamation, and then I'll come down and present it. I'll do that for all four proclamations. A proclamation, City of Willows, declaring April 24th, 2015, as General Federation of Women's Clubs Day, presented to Willows Monday Afternoon Club. Whereas the Willows Monday Afternoon Club, a member of the General Federation of Women's Clubs, and its members have enhanced the citizens and community of Willows through their commitment to volunteer service, including a thermal imaging camera for the Willows Fire Department, free swim days, high school scholarships, donations to Willows High School, Willows Intermediate School, and Murdoch Elementary School, and whereas the more than 100,000 members of the General Federation of Women's Clubs donate, on average, more than $30 million and nearly 10 million volunteer hours to more than 250,000 programs and projects benefiting their local communities, and whereas General Federation of Women's Clubs and its nearly 4,000 member clubs in all 50 states and more than a dozen countries are at the forefront of grassroots community service, providing crucial support to cultural, educational, health, and legislative issues of importance to women, children, and families throughout the world, and therefore, be it resolved that the Willow City Council calls on the citizens of Willows to recognize April 24th, 2015 as General Federation of Women's Clubs Federation Day in celebration of the 125th anniversary of the founding of this esteemed organization. And be it further resolved that I, Larry Domenighini, Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council and the citizens of Willows, expresses much gratitude to the Willows Monday Afternoon Club and its members for their continued work in making Willows, California better for all citizens. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Willows to be affixed hereto this 14th day of April 2015. So thank you very much for all your work. Is for the rape crisis intervention and prevention. Do we have someone from that here tonight? Rape crisis? All right, I'll read it anyways. Sexual Assault Awareness Month Proclamation. Whereas one in three women will be raped or beaten in the world, whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every community member of the City of Willows, and whereas rape crisis intervention and prevention statistics regarding who the perpetrators are confirm if you are 18 and older, 80 to 85% of the time it is someone you know. If you're 17 and under, 95 to 97% of the time it is someone you know. And if you are a person with developmental disabilities, 99.9% of the time it is someone you know. And whereas rape, sexual violence, and sexual harassment impact our community, and statistics show 1 in 5 adult women and 1 in 71 adult men will be raped at some point in their lives, and whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 3 girls will experience some form of sexual violence before they reach the age of 18, and whereas young people experience heightened rates of sexual violence, and youth ages 12 through 17 are 2.5 times as likely to be victims of rape or other forms of sexual violence, and whereas on university and college campuses, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted during their time in college, and whereas we must work together to educate our community about sexual violence prevention, supporting survivors, and speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions, and whereas with leadership and dedication, we can be successful in preventing sexual violence in the City of Willows by increasing education, awareness, and community involvement, and whereas for the past 41 years, rape crisis intervention and prevention has led the way in Glynn County in addressing sexual violence by providing free 24-hour hotline services to victims, survivors, and their significant others, responding to emergency calls, offering ongoing support and comfort to those impacted by sexual violence during medical exams, criminal proceedings, and empowering those impacted by sexual violence to chart their own course for healing. And whereas the City of Willows strongly supports the efforts of national, state, and rape crisis intervention and prevention, when we actively get involved and engage in public and private efforts, we can prevent sexual violence. The first step is increasing education, awareness, and community involvement. It is time for all of us to take action to create a safer environment for all. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Larry Domenighini, on behalf of the Willows City Council and the City of Willows, join rape crisis intervention and prevention advocates and communities across the country in taking action to prevent sexual violence. Along with the United States government and the state of California, I do hereby proclaim April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and each day of the year is an opportunity to create change for the future. All right, next proclamation is concerning peace officers. A proclamation, City of Willows, declaring May 10th through May 16th, 2015 as National Police Week, with special recognition of May 3rd through 4th, 2015 as California Peace Officer Memorial Ceremonies, and May 15th, 2015 as National Police Officers Memorial Day. Whereas, of all the promises America offers, none is more precious or elusive than the right to be free from crime, and whereas the dedicated men and women who have chosen law enforcement as a career face extraordinary risk and danger preserving our freedom and security, and whereas during the week of May 10th through May 16th, 2015, National Police Week is observed throughout the nation in order to recognize hazardous work, serious responsibilities, and strong commitment of our nation's officers, and whereas, in conjunction with this important observance, the City of Willows is observing May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day in commemoration of those noble officers who have tragically sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. And whereas, in the year of 2014, 126 peace officers across the nation were killed in the line of duty. Further, it is recognized that 13 of those officers killed being California peace officers. Whereas these special observances provide all Californians with the opportunity to appreciate the heroic men and women who have dedicated their lives to preserving public safety. Now therefore, I, Larry Domenighini, as mayor, do hereby proclaim the week of May 10th through May 16th, 2015 as National Police Week, and with the special recognition of May 3rd and 4th, 2015, as California Peace Officer Memorial Day, and May 15th, 2015, as National Police Officer Memorial Day in the City of Willows, and direct all American flags to be displayed at half-staff during these honorable dates and week, recognizing the loss of these peace officers in preserving our liberty, and encourage all citizens to remember those individuals who gave their lives for our safety, and express our appreciation to those who continue to dedicate themselves to making Willows a safer place in which to live. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Willows to be affixed hereto this 14th day of April, 2015. And Kelly? Carl, are you joining in too? So, thank you very much for your dedication. All right, number four. Next proclamation is concerning Administrative Professionals Week, a proclamation, City of Willows, declaring April 19th through April 25th Administrative Professionals Week. Whereas administrative professionals play an essential role in coordinating the office operations of businesses, government, educational institutions, and other organizations, and whereas administrative professionals are vital contributors in today's team-oriented work environment and are key frontline public relations ambassadors for their organizations, and whereas the work of administrative professionals today requires advanced knowledge and expertise in communications, computer software, office technology, project management, organization, customer service, and other vital office management responsibilities, and most importantly, have the willingness to learn and accept new challenges, and whereas Administrative Professionals Week is observed annually in workplaces around the world to recognize the important contributions of administrative support staff, and is sponsored by the International Association of Administrative Professionals, and whereas Administrative Professionals Week 2015 is focused on honoring the office professionals who make offices work, reflecting the integral and central role that office professionals play in modern business, and now, therefore, I, Larry Domenichini, Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council and the citizens of Willows, do hereby proclaim the week of April 19th through 25th, 2015 as Administrative Professionals Week, and Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015 as Administrative Professionals Day, saluting the valuable contributions of administrative professionals in the workplace. And I call on all employers to support continued training and development for administrative staff, recognizing that a well-trained workforce is essential for success in today's business world. And I encourage all citizens to join me in this worthy observance. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause the official seal of the City of Willows to be affixed this 14th day of April, 2015. And Natalie, I would like to give this proclamation to you because we recognize your professionalism and everything you do for us. And Steve will buy you another one.
All right. Awesome.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a picture of her
at her desk. All right, next item of business, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on today's agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor. However, no formal action will be taken on any item unless placed on a future agenda. So do we have anyone here tonight for public comment? Please state your name for the record if you care to.
Kelly Kawada, I just wanted to advise the City Council
that the annual Blaine County Peace Officers Firefighter Memorial will be held on April 29th at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church. It's located at 141 North Lassen.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Kelly, what time?
7 p.m.
Thank you. Okay. April 29th. Okay, Wednesday night. Thank you, Kelly. Anyone else from the public wishing to comment?
Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, resident of Willows. I spoke at the Board of Supervisors meeting a week ago. I was first on the agenda, and I noticed in reading their minutes that I was first in their minutes. So Doug Ross of Willows complained about an unusual rash of people. It didn't come out in the minutes. It had to do with, I wouldn't say the word accosted in particularly, but it's sort of a myself and a couple of other people have noticed an increasing sort of roving band of bicyclists, if you will, around town. I exaggerate it a little, but to get to the point, what I noticed in observing some of these people, not following them, but just in the natural course of things, is they have no place to go during the day. So what I would like to advocate for the longer term is a daycare center for adults.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anyone else from the public wishing to comment? Okay, if not, we have a one written communication we received the other day. Dated April 5th. It's a letter to the council received from Reggie Bowman, chief officer in field and maintenance for Willow's Little League, regarding people allowing their dogs to defecate in the Little League park. You want to talk about this when we come up to item number 10?
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, if not, we will move on to the consent agenda. We have one item, it's the general checking, payroll checks, and payroll direct deposit. We have those in our agenda packets. If there are no questions or anything on the consent agenda, I will look for a motion to approve.
I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Motion from Councilmember Mello to approve.
I'll second that.
I have a second from Councilmember Williams. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda is passed 4-0. We have no public hearings tonight, no ordinances. And item number 10, items introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Steve, I'll let you have first crack at this. You have anything for us tonight?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, Gary.
Nothing here, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Larry? Jeff? Okay.
Nothing. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to say concerning the communications from Mr. Bowman, we've been working on that issue at Jensen Park, the dog problem at Jensen Park, and we're hoping to resolve that to everybody's satisfaction in the near future. I will like to say, though, if anyone wants to pass it back to the Little League, they are doing a wonderful job in fixing up things at Jensen Park. It looks great. I was there a few weeks ago. Very impressive, everything they've done. And so we fully support them and want to help resolve that issue. All right, next item. Item 11, consider recommendation of final approval of the Willows of the City Council concerning the subcommittee's recommendation to fund the Willows Chamber of Commerce special events activities. Staff, Steve, I'll let you start this off.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. Pretty straightforward. A final recommendation came back from the subcommittee to my office requesting that it be placed on the agenda. It is, as it was presented. I think it's important to note that this has been somewhat of a lengthy process, but it is the direction that council had provided to staff to eliminate the quarterly payments that were previously provided to the chamber and to develop through a collaborative effort with the chamber some other methodology to recognize the city's contribution towards supporting community events in the community, and to do so in a method that promotes transparency and accountability through the city. I think the members involved, particularly the chamber members, should be congratulated for their efforts in communicating with the city through a transition that included the exit of former Vice Mayor Terry Kilbodden and Mayor Cobb and myself, and then the new subcommittee taking over, Councilmember Mello and Councilmember Williams, coming into the effort to negotiate some reasonable way to do this. And throughout that discussion process, there was obviously some give and take, and what's before you tonight is a well-devised, simple, yet detailed presentation for recognition of the community events. All of those clearly fall under the category of a community event. It is provided for everybody's benefit in the community. And those things should have been recognized by us in making a contribution. And so the city had earmarked funds to set aside for that and just needed this methodology to do so. And what's before you is a very detailed and a very simple format to do that. And again, I think everybody involved needs to be congratulated, both the council members and the chamber, for making it in a simple format that promotes transparency and accountability in the city and provides an opportunity for the recognition that the city is contributing to community events on a regular basis. So with that, I would recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions for staff by council members? Jeff, you want to say anything?
Actually, I would like to make a request if possible. I think it was former Mayor Holvik that had suggested that we do kind of a photo op, that we present the check to the chamber at a council meeting so that that way, you know, it's possibly would be in one of the newspapers or both and show recognition that the city is, you know, assisting in that. But that's just, you know, my thoughts. But I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah. For both of them or just... Any particular, both of them?
I'm sorry, on both of what?
There's two payments a year. One of them or just both of them?
It's only every 6 months, I'd say.
Each one?
You know, each one.
Okay. Larry, did you have any comments or questions for staff?
No.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just some comments, yeah. Congratulations to all the parties involved, the chamber and city representatives. I think it's an excellent plan. Straightforward, and I think it's perfect. So good work on coming together for you know making the process work. So I really like it.
Okay.
Very good, and it you know specifically funds the community events for the full $5,000 for the year as allocated. So I think it's terrific. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. I'll invite chamber representatives. Do you have anything you want to add, Jamie or Rosemary? You know, Jamie, we waited until you're pretty much fully healed before we got this back on the agenda, you know.
Yeah,
no need to thank me.
I'm dressed in rags tonight because I've been at softball games. Funny thing about that. I'm going to say something first. I'm Jamie Millen, in case you didn't know. My daughter is the president of Little League, and it has been her and my family and all of the new board members who have really worked very hard, and I thank you for that comment, and I will pass that on to them. Because the fields are wonderful. In fact, they've already gotten the agenda for the tournament, and they'll be hosting softball tournament here for District 47, and I think some of the baseball games too. So it's to be commended. But thank you very much, and we do appreciate that. I'll get that information out as soon as we get it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Getting through this has been interesting. I could use another word, but I'm not going to say that. I'm very happy with the results of it, and I hope tonight, because we have a contract, I think Rosemary in the office, don't we? We have a contract for the 4th of July fireworks that we have to pay the first installment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something quite humorous. They called us and asked us if we wanted to change the date. And I said, I will leave town for 6 months before that happens again. Anyway, it is on a Saturday, July the 4th, and we will be having the full show and Pyrotex, who are fantastic to us. They are going to give us probably $10,000 plus, because that's what a normal show costs. They gave us the very discounted dollar amount last year, but we got an excellent show for what we paid, believe me. So he's very happy that we are going to be able to do the full amount, and with the help of the city, and of course we will need donations, because we do have to send off half of that money probably by the end of April. So $5,000 was going to be gone real quick. And I do appreciate that, our task, and like I said before, you gave us a chore to do, and it really was something that showed us what we need to do and what we can do and what we're doing. And by the help with the city funding, it is making a little easier cushion for us too, for the events at the end of the year, and of course with the 4th of July, it's going to make it easier. Our membership is growing. We've done some work that way. And in fact, tomorrow at the Glenn Office of Education, we have a simulcast that it's on leadership, and it's something that came to us, and it's a free event. So anybody who hasn't signed up and wants to come, it starts at 8 o'clock for coffee and cookies and stuff. And Rosemarie is making some of those, so it's interesting. It starts, I think, at 8:30, the social, and then 9 o'clock, 9 to 12:30, if I'm not mistaken. So it should be very interesting, and the room is all set up for it. So the Office of Ed has fantastic equipment that we can do these things. So hopefully this won't be the last one, that they know we're available now. And it otherwise, we would have had to go to Reading to view this. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to Reading at 8 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, but those are some of the things we're doing. And we're trying to involve the city. We're trying to involve the community, and especially our business community. So they're seeing that with the help of the city, we are trying. And we will grow. So that's all I have. Any questions of me, guys?
Questions for Chamber?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Glad
thank
you're doing
you,
your
Jamie.
Work.
And Rosemarie.
Anyone from the public want to comment on this item? All right. And seeing none on that, what's the thoughts and pleasure of the council on this item?
Jeff, want to?
I would like to approve the consider the recommendation and the final approval of the City Council concerning the subcommittee's recommendation to fund the Willows Chamber of Commerce special events and activities.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Williams.
Second.
Do we have a second? Everybody clear on the motion? Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next item, council member reports. Gary,
sure.
Would you like to start?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll start with the item going back on, that was agendized under item 6, public comment, 6B, written communications. And that letter was a second letter from Reggie Bowman with the Willows Little League Association. And Mayor Dominigan, he asked me to handle that. Mr. Bowman wrote a letter in late January addressing the same issue. So I did meet with Mr. Bowman. We had a very good discussion. That was after I met with our interim public works director, Steve Soth, and Steve Soth and I visited the baseball fields. And just like to say, you know, congratulations to the Willows Little League Association. The both fields look marvelous. They look excellent, the best they've looked in many, many years. They put a lot of time and effort into those fields, and their own own sweat and time. They did just a terrific job. It really looks good down there. So while Steve and I were there, as a matter of fact, there was a local resident that pulled on the other side of one of the fields and walked her dog around while we were there. So it's interesting to note that the area, naturally it's a park, right, at Jensen Park, where the Little League fields are located, for anybody that doesn't know. And it's impossible to fence that off and restrict public access, citizens' access to the park. There's just no way to fence that off, that area off. So Steve Soth and I just devised a simple plan the city has ordered signs, appropriately language signs, and Steve's handling that. Steve Soth and our city manager, Steve Holzinger, handling the actual verbiage on the sign. We kicked a few ideas around, and the signs have been ordered. Mr. Soth has ordered the signs. They are not in yet. I was talking to Mr. Soth just a couple of days ago. They're still not in, but they're en route. It takes time to get these things done. And also, Steve Soth mentioned, as you recall, the Sycamore Park, the walking park, there was an Eagle Scout project last year for dog cleanup stations. So Steve was going to reach out to that scout and see if, maybe able to accommodate something at the park. That apparently didn't develop, but Public Works is working on setting something up down there at the area. So it's the area in concern is where the batting cages are located, and it's basically between the two fields on the east side of Jensen Park, on the south side, just north of the canal. And there's a grassy area there between outfield and the batting cages, and that is area of concern. It's not a very big area. But it's clearly used by a lot of local citizens who do walk their dogs in the area. So obviously, to do the right thing, I've got dogs. Most of us have dogs. Dogs are great. I love my dogs. I love my two dogs. But I don't have to run my dogs in the park. There's not a problem with running your dogs in parks. There are public parks as long as you're responsible and clean up after your pets. It's no different than having kids or anything else. You take care of them and clean up after them. So we would ask, obviously, that individuals clean up after their critters, so people don't step and fall in the remnants that all animals leave behind. But apparently that's not being done. So like I say, the signs have been ordered. I made contact with Mr. Bowman, told him that. We exchanged cell phone numbers. I think I mentioned that. And I hadn't, and Reggie was elated with that. He was very happy with what it had been done to date. And that was, a month or so ago or whatever it's been now. And then just a couple of days ago, Reggie penned a second letter that came into City Hall about the ongoing problem. So, like I say, the signs have been ordered. They're not here yet. They should be here shortly. And some kind of a station is going to be set up. So we just ask that people clean up after their animals, basically, and it wouldn't be right to fence that area off so nobody can use it. It's a well-used area, and it is a public park, so there's just no other alternative with the fencing. But that's really where we're at, okay. Larry, so if anybody has any questions on that, I can expand further, but that's really pretty much it, okay. In a nutshell. But like I say, the fields look excellent. Little League Association has done a lot of work. They put a lot of time and effort into it, and I tell you, it's just a fantastic thing what they did down there. It looks very nice, and okay. Of course, we need to keep it that way. So yes. we're trying our best on it, and signs and a clean out type station, it's not going to be a magic wand. It's going to take some humans to maybe pick up a shovel, that clean up after their own animals. So I would hope that they do. So okay. So with that, moving on to item number two, under just regular council member reports, on Wednesday, April 1st, there was Willow's Public Safety Subcommittee special meeting held here at City Hall. The Public Safety Subcommittee consists of myself and Council Member Yoder. Council Member Yoder was unable to attend due to a previous commitment that had come up. And our alternate is Council Member Williams, and Jeff was in attendance. We met with Fire Chief Wayne Peabody and Glynn County Supervisor Steve Soth and Keith Corum, as well as our city manager and other personnel, Orland Fire personnel, county HRA personnel, mental health services personnel as well. And we had a very frank, open meeting. Also calling in was NorCal EMS, which handles the the administration of the emergency medical services side of things for this particular region. and two representatives from North Cal EMS were also on the phone. Kudos to Chief Peabody. He's embraced, he's wrapped his arms around this ambulance crisis in the county. Chief Peabody brought it to our attention. Of course, a lot of us already knew there were, you know, these issues have been percolating. The two ambulances currently covering the county, Enloe provides one ambulance in South County, stationed out of Glenn Medical Center, and of course Westside Ambulance operates an ambulance in North County, north of Kenner Road 33, and has since 1939. We have no contract keeping Enloe here. Enloe is just here because they're here. They're here. Thankfully, they're here. Both ambulance companies do an absolutely terrific job of what they do. Their paramedics and EMTs are nothing but professional, and they do yeoman's work. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have absolutely no issues with that. Our problem is about 25% of the time, Chief Peabody has calculated that Willow's fire personnel in general in South County, including all districts, are waiting for an ambulance to respond to medical aids up to 41 minutes plus, about 25% of the time. That's not good. That's deadly. Fire personnel is on scene administering a medical aid, waiting for that ambulance to get here within that golden hour to save people's lives. And of course, you know, in severe cases, Enloe is the trauma center here, and they're transported to Glenn Medical when Glenn Medical can handle it, and which is often, but fortunately, but still, it's a major issue. So, Chief Peabody has taken this on and has spearheaded this along with City Manager Holzinger as well. And Wayne's done a great job with this, but he basically put two options together for this meeting. One of the options was, and these are issues that are going to be undoubtedly coming before the council at some time, but the ambulance business is not a cheap business to be in. It costs about $700,000 a year to operate an ambulance, $700,000 plus to operate an ambulance. Enloe is making a small profit off of their ambulance based on transports out of Glenn Medical Center to Enloe. Unfortunately, 911 calls, 911, incidents. A lot of those are, obviously insurance companies are billed, but a lot of the transports are Medi-Cal and Medicare billing, and Medi-Cal and Medicare don't pay very much on ambulance transport. Obviously, we have Flight Care to serve this whole region, and Flight Care is here frequently. Rarely a day goes by that Flight Care isn't in the county at least once somewhere. But and they do outstanding work. But Flight Care is taxed, very taxed as well. And Flight Care, if there's foul weather, fog, what have you, Flight Care sometimes is not an option. But unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But they as well do an excellent job. But all being told, we need a third ambulance in Glenn County. We need a third ambulance about 30% of the time. Those are the calculations that the fire department has come up working with as well as working with EMS. So it's not a good situation out there right now, and anybody in emergency services can certainly tell you that. The ambulances are running. The Willows ambulance runs 2,200 to 2,300 calls a year. Westside ambulance in the north runs about the same, right about 2,000 to 2,200 calls. That's a lot of calls. For the South County ambulance, that's about a 2.5-hour turnaround to transport patients to Enloe Hospital. And they do it around the clock, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they do it well. But when that ambulance is on the road, and when the Westside ambulance is on the road, there is no ambulance in the county. So I'm just going to throw this out there. I would just based with my experience and also with talking to the other professionals involved here, about half the time there's not an ambulance in this county. So, and of course, all of this triggered, a lot of this triggered with the trickle effect, as previously discussed, when NLO went down to from running two ambulances 24 hours a day in Colusa County to one ambulance 24 hours a day, and basically one and a half, and two ambulances during the day and only one ambulance at night. So trickle effect. So emergencies occur in Colusa County. The South County ambulance heads for Colusa County. A lot of times, West Side ambulance out of Orland is down here in the South County. Sometimes St. Elizabeth Hospital in Red Bluff is in North County or South County. A lot of times, the Williams or Colusa-based ambulances are in South County or North County. I mean, it's just, you know, it just, there are a lot of ambulance calls. And there's a lot of territory to cover. Each county is about 1,319 square miles, and you've got, you know, three or four ambulances. It's just, you know, so it is what it is. So Chief Peabody and we're all just trying to work on this, and Chief Peabody, like I say, embraced this crisis, and it is a crisis, and just trying to, you know, we're trying to work at different ways to address the needs. So it's not a cheap investment, you know, it's not a cheap proposition. The chief put together a budget, an operational budget, what it would cost to bring basically a used ambulance here in South County at about just under $600,000 a year. So we are working on some options right now. After this meeting, I'll pretty much stop right there. That's probably enough details for right now. But NorCal EMS was going to contact Westside Ambulance and see if Westside Ambulance would be interested in moving a second ambulance down to South County. We've already offered up, between Steve and Wayne, have offered up a Willows Fire Hall as the base, if we can get another ambulance coming here. Bottom line is, we don't care what the site of the ambulance says, whether it says St. Elizabeth, whether it says West Side, whether it says Enloe, whether down the road there may be a special services district, it may say something else on it. We don't care what it says on the site of the ambulance. We just need another ambulance in the county. So we're, you know, meetings are going on frequently over this, and the chief and city manager and others are working on this, and we're also offering assistance on it as well as supervisors, Soth and Quorum. So that's where we're at. So
okay.
It's not an easy, there is no easy solution, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's not a perfect world either, but we're working on it, and we're trying to develop some type of a plan. So, Steve, I'll defer to you. Anything you wanted to add on that? Anything I might have glanced over or missed?
No, just to follow up on some of what you said, NorCal EMS has made contact with Westside. They have given Wayne the call frequencies and the response times that we were looking for. And there will be something coming back, maybe as early as at the next meeting. But there is that. Also, point out that there is a third option.
Right.
Is do nothing.
Yes.
Which I think is irresponsible. I think we've all taken that position. So
I didn't mention it.
It is a third option, but yes. It's not really one that I think the council would want to take a position on. We will do what we can to address the issue, including the investigation of perhaps forming a special district or an ambulance district in a cooperative effort with the county, but that's looking into the future. But that's what we're doing. There is some communications between NorCal and Westside, and we'll see how that works out. I think that's our most favorable option at the moment, and once we get a little further into this, another week or so, we should know if we're going to be able to go to the table with Westside and have some productive discussions. But as soon as we know that, we'll be bringing something back to the council for consideration. So
yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks. Yeah, and Wayne and I and Chief Peabody and Supervisor Soth and I did meet with in-law representatives and St. Elizabeth representatives previously as well, and also Westside representatives, and had a very productive day of meetings a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's good news. I'm glad to hear those recent developments. I know there have been quite a few emails back and forth, but that is very good news. In a perfect world, West, if it would be just couldn't be any better if Westside was able to station an ambulance and working out of Willows Fire to serve the needs of the county. That would be excellent. So hopefully, you know, we'll see. I have a long way to go. It's you know, so, but negotiations and talks continue. So there's a lot to it. It's not, it's complicated. There are just a lot of there's a lot involved. There are a lot of people to you know, get together at the table and make it all work. So, but you know, I'm confident that we'll be able to devise a plan that works. It's all about public safety. It's all about saving lives. Period. You know, and it's one of unfortunately it's one of those situations that a lot of times, as we know, you know, especially in the public safety world, it doesn't matter till it matters. It doesn't matter until it happens to you or a loved one, because you know the emergency calls come in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and our public safety professionals handle it well. It's you know, if there's not an ambulance, if there's not an air ambulance, if there's not a, you know, if flight care is unavailable or another helicopter is not available or a ground ambulance is not available, you can't get an injured individual to the hospital. So, you know, so yeah. That is a problem. So, but I commend Chief Peabody for being proactive on this measure before people do die, because that's what's going to happen. Okay. So.
Thank you, Gary.
So, okay. And yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So it's, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and it's taking a lot of time, but next time you see Chief Peabody, yeah, you know, might be nice to say thank you.
Recommend that. We appreciate his.
And thank you to Steve also for all his work on this matter, and also Supervisor Steve Soth has been great to work with on this as well, and is being very helpful and engaged in the talks. And other than that, I'm almost done talking. I'll let somebody else talk, but I just wanted to say something positive here. I found out that you know, I'm kind of a radio geek. I found out that KIQS, a lot of us remember KIQS 1560 AM, they are broadcasting again in English format, 24 hours a day, actually. Cal Hunter is the managing partner. I actually called him and talked to him. He's running a morning talk show that starts about 7:10 till 9 out of KBLF studios in Red Bluff. He's simulcasting on KIQS, KBLF, and CRAC, K-R-A-C, CRAC radio. Remember the old CRAC? KRAK 1148 in Sacramento, but KRAC radio in Reading, he has temporary clearance from FCC to operate 24 hours a day on an experimental basis. He's trying to pick up advertising down here. The station has been a Spanish speaking Spanish broadcasting station for several years, and it's now English format again, and it's nice to have radio station back. So tune in. I mean, he's got some very interesting programming. It's all talk format, but some really some good shows on there, and Cal's show is entertaining. Okay. Very entertaining in the morning to listen to as well, but it's good to have KQS back on the fold. He doesn't have offices here you know, he's any longer. Of course, the old offices were the, you know, the chamber, you know, now currently the chamber offices. But it's still Glynn County Radio, it's still Willows Radio, it's still here, and it's back. So it's good to have KQS back on the air. Just wanted to throw that out there. So hopefully it'll be a successful venture. So, okay, Mr. Mayor, thanks. That's all I had.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Larry, have anything you'd like to report out?
I have a few things.
Okay. Yeah, we can cover that. Go ahead and give your report out.
Okay, Toys for Tots. That meal's coming up on Friday, the spaghetti dinner. And I have tickets here, and there's some flyers over there in the table if anybody wants to go on Friday night. It's a $10 donation for the Toys for Tots dinner. And I did go to the Little League opening house, and it was nice. Everything was painted, everything was green, the grass was nice, and I enjoyed myself because I used to manage a Little League team in East Marysville, so I brought back old memories, and that's it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, one more thing, I'm sorry. The church across the street, they're gonna discontinue watering their lawn because of the cost of water, and their sprinkler system is inefficient, so they're going to save the difference they would have paid for water and put in an efficient irrigation system next year. So for the next year, it's going to look pretty brown across the street. That was just a hard decision to do for a church, but they had to do it. So you're going to see some brown property across the street. That's all I have.
Jeff, you got anything you'd like to report on?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I got one thing I wanted to cover. Last week I had a library board meeting, but I'll save that for next meeting. Monday we had a LAFCO meeting, and we approved the Municipal Service Review Sphere of Influence for the Northeast Willows Community Service District. I talked about that before after our January meeting. A couple of things coming up on LAFCO. We'll be recruiting a new executive officer. Christy Layton will be retiring next year, so the chair and vice chair of LAFCO will start working on that recruitment process. It does not go through the county. LAFCO used to be kind of under the county planning department, but it's separated out, so we'll be handling a lot of that ourselves. Another item on LAFCO is its budget time, looking at increasing the city's contributions from $7,443 to $10,000. Annual basis for each city, and then the county would be putting in $20,000. That's to cover the cost of a staff cost for processing all the reviews that LAFCO has to do. It'll still, with that, with the increased contributions by the county and the cities, it would still leave a little over $8,000 operating deficit for the next fiscal year for LAFCO. But that'll come out of reserves. LAFCO's been bringing its reserves down from about $48,000 a couple years ago, looking to end up about $22,000 at the end of next fiscal year. The reserves were accumulated because LAFCO, again, when it was in the planning department, wasn't getting the reviews done. For all the special districts, LAFCO has to review them every 5 years, and that have not been getting done, and so LAFCO's been plowing through the backlog. And on that note, you know, after getting Northeast Willows done, I'll be working on the levee districts and cemetery districts, reviewing those coming up. So that was the couple of the main things. Two of the three main things was a recruiting new executive director and the increased budget. Third thing is LAFCO is going to send out invitations to all the special districts in the county. LAFCO is a five-member commission right now. It has two representatives, one from each city, two county supervisor representatives, and a public member on LAFCO. It can expand to a seven-member commission with the addition of two representatives from special districts. Under the legislation there, they can have a seat at the table. So LAFCO is going to send out a letter to the 30-some different special districts. This is cemetery districts, fire districts, water districts, irrigation districts, et cetera, in the county, and see if they join, if they want to join. If a majority of them vote that they want a seat at the table, then they would pay a share equal to the city's share. The special districts would have to appropriate out their assessment for that. So we're kind of curious to see how the special districts will respond, saying, we'd like you to have a seat at the table, and this is what it'll cost you. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So that's about it on the main points for LAFCO. Any questions on that? I'll report out on the library board next month. Figure Gary and I, he'll have the transportation meeting to report out on. One thing, I don't know how to handle it for protocol, but Mr. Flesher's here. I was wondering if, would you like to give an update on the skate park? Yeah, so if there's no objections, I'd like to hear an update on the skate park project.
Apologize, I did think there would be a new old business that I'd be able to slide in.
Oh, I run an efficient meeting here, you know, so move right through.
All right, well, my big thing is the weather's back in our favor, and the paint's been ordered, and we're planning on doing the etching of the concrete next weekend. And that's going to be done with just the kids and I, and then having it sprayed off. It's all environmental friendly. And then we're going to go ahead on the end of the second end of the month. It's the 20, I can't think of which. It is.
25th?
Yes.
26th?
25th, 26th is when we're going to do the main painting of the actual park itself, and that's going to be the blue and the browns, that's going to be the beach, basically, and the water. And then on the 2nd and 3rd is when the artist is going to come, and with the kids and everybody, we're going to be doing the painting itself. So it's all in progress now. I just wanted to come and let you guys know that it's, you know, rolling, and that it's going to be completed by, hopefully by the first weekend of next month.
Okay, thank you for the update, and thank you very much for your volunteer work. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It will make a big difference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Anything else for a council member reports? Okay, next item, we have an executive session pursuant to Government Code 54954.3. Public has an opportunity to comment. I'm thinking there's probably not going to be a lot of comments since everybody's leaving the room. Okay. However, so the public has an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the items below prior to the council convening into closed session. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. The item for executive session is a conference with labor negotiators. The agency negotiators are city manager and finance director. The employee organizations are all unrepresented city employees, including city manager, city attorney, city council, and all other elected or appointed members of the City of Willows boards and commissions. So anyone from the public wishing to comment on this item? Please state your name for the record, if you would, please.
My name's Natalie Butler, and I work for the City of Willows. I'm the city clerk and the administrative secretary to the city manager. I wasn't planning to speak tonight, but when Gary kind of was going on with his reports, I was thinking of a few things that I wanted to say. I've been employed with the city for 8 years and 5 months, and I believe just before I started was the last time that there was an increase for the administrative staff. I think at that time, in order for me to even take the job, they had to start me out, I believe, at step C, in order for me to just be making pennies above what I was making when I left the county. And then subsequently, I believe I had 2 step raises. Then, when the bottom started to fall out, our city manager, the visionary, took the administrative staff and did a poll and asked if we would voluntarily give up 10% before the council had to come and make these cuts mandatory. We all, most of us, did do that. We voluntarily, without being asked from the council or by the council, took 10% cuts. That was for about 5 years, so essentially, I was making less money for 5 years than I was making before I took the job. I'm not saying anything bad about that, I just wanted you to be aware of that. You know, each person in the administrative staff has their own set of circumstances. Those are mine. I just wanted you to keep that in mind when you are in your negotiations tonight, and I do thank Steve, and it's a pleasure working here. So, and I'm not threatening to leave, I just wanted that on record before you guys go into closed session, so I thank you.
All right, thank you, Natalie, for your comment. All right, anyone else from the public wanting to comment on the executive session agenda item? If not, then we'll go into closed session shortly, after everybody leaves the room.
Hey, Doug, take some jelly beans with you.